Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This is State of Emergency.
What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Rhea and Fran giving you that Friday energy on a Monday, and my voice is still not back.
It just isn't getting any better.
It's not. It's only getting worse.
Yeah.
My dad just called me.
But look, you can't be stopped.
No, I can't be stopped. I can't. I truly cannot be stopped. Somebody needs to put me in a cage and lock me in there and throw away the key, and when you feel like I've spent enough time in there, let me out.
Okay.
Or do you feel like I should just keep running free?
I
should keep running free. I'm having a grand old time. But my dad called me before, and as soon as I picked up, he said, "You sound like fucking shit."
Yeah.
He was like, "Are you going to take a break from that?" They're in Florida, so yeah. I'm just like, they're like, "Are you, you got to take a break from partying? What is going on?" I'm like, "I'm not doing anything besides, like, they think I'm doing like hard drugs out there. Like, they think I'm just fucking wilding out." I'm like, "I'm just drinking and smoking and having a good time."
Yeah.
They're like, maybe
it's
you should
stop. It's the lack
stop.
Of sleep. That's what happens. That's why I lose my voice.
Oh, I'm running on zero sleep right
That's
now, by
saying.
The way, everyone.
When I, like, the times when I lose my voice, a lot of the times it can be nights where it's not like I drank a shit ton, but it's like, you're just, if you have a couple nights in a row where I don't get a lot of sleep, instantly I lose my voice.
I have slept maybe a total of 5 hours this weekend. I don't know. Like, I just don't sleep. Here's the thing.
The party don't stop, folks.
I'm loving life so much, it's hard for me to fall asleep.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? I don't even... What?
It's unbelievable. I would just love to juxtapose, like,
loving, I'm
this
just,
summer
well, just,
with
like,
last summer Rhea.
I know.
Oh, my God. It's people are probably
like... It's like night and day.
It is...
Well, I'm also just...
How happy are you guys?
For some reason, I just immediately pictured you, like... getting into bed and like getting all cuddled, but then like just like smiling with your eyes wide open, being like, I don't want to miss anything.
I can't wait for the morning.
Like, yeah.
That is exactly what's happening to a T. I get into
so
bed
funny.
And I can't go to sleep because I'm like, I can't wait for the next day. What am I going to do? What's to come? Like, there's so much life to live.
Yeah.
And as corny as this sounds, oh my God, I'm sorry. But it may be motivational for everybody out there.
Yeah.
As corny as this sounds, you really only have one life to live. So if you're enjoying it, you know, it is what it is.
You are right. You are right about that.
Having a good time. How are you feeling?
I'm good. I'm at a relaxing beach weekend.
Every time.
I know.
No, it's so opposite.
I know.
It's
I
so
love
opposite.
It.
It's great.
Well, it's just so funny because I was also talking to someone this weekend about this. It was like Joe's mom.
Yeah.
I was like, just saying like, and you know, she's always very sweet and asks how you're doing and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, oh my God, like, I'm just so happy for her. Like, I'm just like, I feel like your mom, like, I don't even know if it's mom or like manager or like what it is. Cause I'm just like, I'm just like, you know, she's living those years, you know, those early 20s in New York. Like, this is the best times. Like, I'm just so happy she's getting to have these moments.
Can I say, I caught you, we went out Thursday night. I caught Fran looking at me from afar with a big smile on her face. And I walked over and I was like, what? I could see you talking about me. She was like, I just love this right now.
I was like, I'm just really happy that you are enjoying life and like being out.
Encourage her to do that. Like, on the
100%.
Podcast, like,
I was like, what are you doing? Duke, like,
I know.
Get
I was like,
out
oh,
there.
I'm good. No, yeah. I'm not. No, I'm living life. It feels great. You're right.
Yeah.
Being young, 20s in New York City.
Yeah.
Like, I think obviously the last year New York City wasn't open, so it was hard to even
course,
do that. But now that it is, like, we're just having a grand old time.
Absolutely. And I will say from my own selfish side, like, now that I'm the oldest, so, like, I've always been, like, my brother and sister have always been very close. Mm-hmm. But now, like, the three of us are all in Manhattan at the same time. Like, my sister's graduated, you know, she's living, working. So we're all here together. And it's just like so fun to all be like out together.
Can I say I fucking love the Marianos? Yeah, I know. Like, I love Fran, her sister, and her brother so much.
Yeah. Thursday night, Rhea's just hugging all three of us, like being like, I just feel like I'm in the family, you know?
I kept hugging you guys, being like, telling you each why I appreciated you, each one of you. I kissed both you and your sister on your lips.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I just felt like I appreciate you guys so much. And then you guys were so nice back. It was such a nice moment.
We all play it's just funny now because we all play a different role in your life now. Like, it's just like you can go to me for some things, you go to JB for other things, Gia for other things.
I really do. Like,
we're all being utilized.
Fran's brother had to stop by the office the other day. Fran had no idea.
No
she was
idea.
Like, my brother's coming here. I was like, yeah, your brother's stopping by for me and Gia. She's like, what is going on?
Yeah, yeah. It's just, but it's great. It's so nice. And I feel like you had a really nice little weekend getting ready for the birthday. Today's the day. I know we're recording a day early, but
24.
24. So if you're listening, make sure you go wish Rhea a happy birthday.
What? You know what's funnier than 24?
What?
25.
Yeah. I just was waiting for you to hit that.
And Noah has no idea what we're talking about because he hates SpongeBob, and that's a fucking crime.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's weird.
I thought you just had an inside joke.
We don't need to talk about it.
No, no.
No, that's a SpongeBob joke.
Okay. Whatever.
It's too lowbrow for Noah.
Yeah, it is. I will say last year, I did not have a great birthday, like at all. I vividly remember not having a good birthday whatsoever. Yep. Cried a lot. Was miserable.
Look, it was tough.
It was a tough year for everybody, I feel like.
Especially just, you know, for everybody's mental health.
I was, like, not doing well at all.
Yeah.
This year couldn't be better. Yeah. I really had a great weekend. Appreciate all the people in my life very much. I told everyone that a million fucking times this weekend, so I don't have to do it again. And I appreciate everybody listening to the show and all the people who came out to me this weekend and were so nice and who listened to the show and they knew it was my birthday coming up and they were like, happy birthday.
That's
and
so
it
nice.
Made me so happy. So love you guys.
Love that. Well, everyone, it's a happy birthday Miss Maria.
It is a great birthday. So let's get into the show. We have a great show today.
Yes.
We got two topics to talk about. Ben Affleck and J-Lo made it Instagram official on J-Lo's Instagram for her birthday. And Kanye West did not release the album, which pairs...
Honestly, very funny.
It pairs perfectly with last week's podcast.
Yeah.
And then we have an awesome interview with
TC, Tyler Cameron.
I totally blanked for a second.
Yep.
I was like, wait, who's the interview with? With Tyler Cameron, the one and only. He's fantastic.
I also got to say, I feel like Tyler had a great weekend wherever he was. There was just, it seemed like he was drinking, he was partying, having a good time. And then I saw there was the classic Sunday, like, Dumas celebrity sightings, and there was a very funny one of a girl who took a selfie with him, and he looks so drunk.
Just
in the cowboy hat.
Nobody
like,
home.
Like, the person wrote in, like, saw Tyler and Dale, like, looked like they had so much fun. Like, I think Tyler was definitely drunk. Like, it's
like, oh, obviously.
Good for you, pal. Yeah.
Catching up with him is always a great time. So we had a great interview with him. So that's awesome. And
Trivia,
which was a really good one. I thought this one
close
was
match,
a close
folks.
Match. A good game. So let's get into it. Starting off with Kanye not releasing his album.
Yeah.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So Kanye West did not release his album,
guys.
Which was really funny after the whole conversation. If you listen to Friday's podcast, we were like, imagine he doesn't release it. He didn't
know it was like, we're going to have to cut this segment if he doesn't put it out. And I was like, just keep it. It's like, he really didn't release it.
I like that in our title for the podcast, all we did to change it was just add a question mark.
Yeah. Kanye's album.
Kanye new album or Kanye new album?
Nope. So there was a listening party and there was a lot of content that came out of the listening
party.
People talking about it, a lot of people raving about the album, the menu. People were talking about the menu, which was pricey, but then turns out I think it was meant for multiple people. I think that came out about it.
Yeah, they said that the picture was from like the group box. Like if you were in a box, it was like a group menu for like multiple people, which makes a lot more sense. I do believe the food in Mercedes-Benz is kind of expensive, but I think that, you know, that's what happens at the big stadiums. But the fam was there, Kim was there, kids, Chloe, like it really seemed very, it was after that I was like, well, he's gonna put the album out. But I feel like Kanye is also such a perfectionist that there were some people, you know, music people, whatnot, on Twitter that were like, the album sounds great, but there's still some maybe like percussion things or like mixing things, like not necessarily the actual raps or the beats per se, but just fine tuning it, that I'm thinking maybe he like went back to tweak some things. And now apparently it's coming out August 6th is the date that I saw. August 4th?
That's what I saw.
I saw, I Sixth mean, I could be Friday. Making it up. I think it'd be August 6th.
That makes sense.
6th
that
is a Friday, sense. Yeah. I don't believe any dates anymore. I don't believe any dates at all.
But apparently he might be at Fran, speak English. He might be at MSG this week.
Oh, that'd be sick.
Doing the same kind of thing. I don't know.
Listen, I don't want to get my hopes up for anything. I think one day we'll get this album, but I don't believe a word he says anymore, and I'm just gonna, when it comes, it comes, and we'll listen to it when it comes.
Did you listen to any of what came out of it?
No.
Like, everyone's talking about the Jay-Z.
I watched some of the clips on social and like listened to like the tidbits that came out, but I just hate that. Like,
yeah, I like listening
it's never
to
gonna
full
like
thing.
Sound good. It's like listening to a recording of a recording. Like,
yeah, everyone's freaking out though because Jay-Z like recorded that verse like
that day.
Yeah. And that's awesome, Jay-Z though, and Kanye. That Jay-Z,
weren't getting along, so
yeah, that makes me happy. That's good. Either way, I feel like Drake, he's got to drop it the same day as Kanye now. I know it's not gonna happen, but they're in a race now.
At this point
they're in a race. Drake said summer.
Yeah,
who knows,
it's just gonna everything.
Or do you think
Kanye
is waiting to like see when Drake drops it and then he's trying to, that'd be kind of dumb on his part, but maybe he's just trying to fuck with Drake.
I will say I do love Kanye's music, or like specifically his older stuff. Obviously, I think he's produces some of the best music ever.
Yeah.
Drake just hit after hit after hit consecutively for years. Like,
yeah.
Kanye had a little, you know.
Although when Kanye was the age that Drake is right now, you would say the same thing.
Yes.
Kanye.
I mean, it's so hard to decipher between the two because Kanye has some of the best songs ever, but so does Drake. And it's just Kanye went through a weird stage, you know? Kanye went through a weird stage and he lost some people. So we'll see.
Yeah, there's a lot of ups and downs for Kanye, and we know that. And this album, we officially did not get it. So we definitely laughed about it on Friday morning when we woke up and we're like, oh, album didn't come out.
I was at Fran's apartment. I said, wait, did Kanye's album come out? She was like,
I said, nope.
I was like, oh, great. Wonderful.
Noah texted us at like 1 a.m. on Thursday being like, so it didn't drop.
My eyes were cross-eyed at that time. I couldn't even comprehend.
Yeah. Oh, shout out Hannah. We met her Thursday night. If she's listening, she was great.
Oh my God, yes.
And I told her that we would say that, you know, we had a fun night.
And I kept telling her how beautiful she was.
She was beautiful.
She really was beautiful. I kept telling her that. She was gorgeous. And I just want her to know that.
That is very true. So yeah, I mean, Kanye, here we are waiting. I feel like he's just going to keep doing, like, why even release the album? He can make so much money from teasing this album across the United States for like the next month. Like, he can just keep doing massive listening parties in major cities and they're going to sell out every time.
And we'll just have to wait like the normies we are.
Yeah, like, I don't even really care that much. And when I saw like MSG allegedly preparing for Kanye, I was like, oh shit, I kind of want to go. And then I was like, why would I want to go?
It's so
I don't
easy for
really
him.
Care.
All he does is walk around like the stadium, like the song's just playing. He's exactly. in that you have to perform.
Like. Exactly. Just playing it on the speakers.
Maybe if we throw our ears real close to the wall outside MSG, we can hear something.
Yeah, that's true. We can just stand outside.
And hope for the best.
Yeah. Yep. What a weekend for Ben and Jen. They are on cloud fucking nine, people. This was unbelievable. The photo we've all been waiting for. J-Lo, 52nd birthday. She looks absolutely unbelievable. So amazing. She posts four photos. Slideshow. You had to wait till the last one before you went, oh! Because it was just an up-close of her and Ben kissing on this yacht. It's magical. Unbelievable. Their big social media debut.
That picture turned me on.
It was. I stared at it for a really long time.
Me too. I was like, holy fuck, Ben, the way he's grabbing her.
I know.
The way she's grabbing him. So passionate. I love this story. I love the way that it has panned out for them because I feel like...
They're clinging to the nostalgia big time.
They really are, but maybe they really loved each other. Well, they did, clearly, and they do now. I'm so happy for them. I hope it works out. Who fucking knows with J-Lo and Ben at this point? They're both, like, you know, they've been through, you know, a lot of people at this point. But either way, I'm happy for them, and she looks dynamite. Yeah. That goes without saying. And he's looking good and healthy, I'm happy for him. I always root for Ben Affleck. I do.
You know what's crazy, too? Like, the Ben Affleck... Raya situation was really not that long ago.
I totally forgot about
that. You know what I'm saying? Like, when that happened, we were all like, oh, God, could it get any worse for Ben Affleck? Now look at him. Unbelievable.
The only problem
What a turnaround.
The only problem I have with Ben Affleck is when I remember that giant fucking tattoo on his back that J-Lo's got to stare at.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, she doesn't really have to stare at it because, like, you don't really do anything from the, you know, the girl's not really going from the back unless she's, like, big spooning him. So I guess,
but like if he's on a yacht and he's just walking around,
sure,
like,
yes, gotta look at it. Yeah, you're right.
That is correct. But the pictures are stunning. Everybody is dying over like him on the boat rubbing her ass. Looks just like the Jenny from the Block music video with Ben Affleck. Like it's like history's repeating itself, and it is so unbelievable to watch.
Chef's kiss.
People also found what they think is like, which is interesting because it's like who brought this? But in the corner of the photo. There was like a small framed picture, black and white. And people think it is this picture of Ben and Jen from, I think it was a Vogue or Vanity Fair shoot from like 2002 or 2003. Black and white. It's her on the back of a motorcycle with him. And everyone's like, did they frame this old picture of them on this yacht? Like, absolutely unbelievable. And apparently A-Rod is on a yacht not far away. Like, apparently they're both on yachts, just like, in Saint-Tropez.
Imagine, crossing yachts, and they pass each other, and Ben is rubbing sunscreen on J-Lo's ass, and A-Rod's sitting on his yacht crying. There's 10 models around A-Rod, fitness models, to be exact, and A-Rod's just sobbing.
It's just, like, I laugh so...
Bravo celebrities surrounding him. There's a camera crew filming Summer House.
Yeah. I laughed so hard, because after she posted, like, and she made the caption, 5...2...... you know? And then A-Rod posted Instagram from his yacht, like drone shot. Looked like they're all working out, some kind of workout class on the deck of the boat. But made the caption 5...4...3...2...1 and then like the flags, like different flag emojis.
He's down bad.
And
he's
I was so like, down oh, bad. That really? We're gonna get a little petty like this right now.
He's down bad, but he can't bring them down with him.
No, he can't. But if there is anything to learn here for A-Rod, like I was saying, Ben Affleck was down bad. He's on Raya sending video messages to girls on Instagram.
Naveen.
It's me. Yeah.
A-Rod can recover. But
you know what I'm saying? Like, look where he's at now. It's just quite a magical moment. And I really feel like Ben and Jen are like going to be married in the next few months. I don't know if they're going to, I don't know if he's going to propose. I don't know what, like I could see them eloping or something at this point, like just saying fuck it. And it's unbelievable.
Fingers crossed.
It's quite, the side-by-side pictures from the boat to the Jenny from the Block music video are just like deserve to be framed. It's like,
I might frame
it's
them
like they're
in
doing
my
it on
house.
Purpose. They had to, like they had to know that this, that was going to happen. This is the exact same shot.
Frame it in my house. I'd like that.
It's stunning.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
All right, everyone, we are here with a very special guest, author Tyler Cameron. Welcome back to the show,
Thank
Tyler.
You. Thanks for having me. That was great. That was almost Jimmy Fallon worthy.
Yeah,
thank
you very Rhea's much. Been waiting to do the classic. Like, I wish you pulled it from underneath and then placed it on top.
Yeah.
But if you're...
All right, everyone, yeah, we are here with a very special guest, author Tyler Cameron.
Wow, there we go. Now we're on it, yes.
That
thank
was
you.
Nice.
Thank you for having me. It was beautiful.
Welcome back. The last time you were here, we were in a different studio.
Different state of mind.
People were intoxicated. Not us. Not us.
Couldn't have been
don't
us.
Know who those
don't know
were.
Who. But people were. Literally now we are people. Clear-headed, ready to talk about this book. What made you want to do this?
I think the book kind of stemmed from...
Hold it.
Want me to hold it?
Yeah.
So this is my baby.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow, it looks so small. You have giant hands.
It went from a 500-page book to your hands, so yep, 100-page yep. book in my
yes,
hands.
Yes, yep, yep.
Much more readable in my hands.
Yeah.
So for me, you know, came off the show, there was all this hype.
Speak into the mic, Tyler.
So for me, came off the show, there was all this hype and about, you know, Tyler's this feminist icon and, you know, Marie Claire, I remember, wrote an article like, you know, how he gives master's class on consent, all these things. And I was like, I was drinking the Kool-Aid. Yeah, cool. Yeah. All this stuff. And then he came and approached me about a book. You know, like, you should do a book about all this, like your view on women, all that stuff. I was like, so I sat back and thought, I was like, my view is just like very simple and basic. Like, respect women, take care of women, like, no is no, all these things. So, like, what I did, I thought was like the bare minimum. And so.
Girls. Pants are coming off right now.
but what I did, I thought was the bare minimum, you know. And so I was like, you know what, maybe it's something I can call out the culture, and like maybe people can read my book and relate to, like, okay, like I do deserve better, like I shouldn't be treated this way. Or if they have a friend that they can point to, like, look at this book, like read this and maybe it'll help you.
I want to read the beginning part. Okay. Which is about the author, because you mentioned all that. Tyler Cameron impressed fans on The Bachelorette with his ability to discuss difficult topics with a level of emotional intelligence perhaps never seen on reality television. Things like consent and boundaries, regard for women and their decisions, the roots of toxic masculinity and insecurity, and more. He espoused with confidence and genuineness. Is that the word, espouse?
He's, yeah.
You came up with that one?
This is the inside cover, by the way. Not
yes.
The, yes.
Not the words I wrote.
Yeah, yeah, not, yes.
Beautiful.
And no, it's, look, yeah, I told you.
That's as much as Rhea's read so far.
Yeah, I told you we got the book yesterday.
Yes.
Before you got here, and I'm 50 pages in. And it's interesting because I like reading books. I know people always say, like, reality stars, you write books. But I always like reading it because you never know about people's life before reality TV. So I'm, like, enjoying reading about football and your family and all these things. Like, did you have to kind of, like, talk with your family to be like, hey, do you guys mind if I tell, all of our stories in
there
a book?
There was definitely a lot of conversations and a lot of tough conversations to be had. And a lot of stuff, like, you know what, I was like, I kind of, like, put everything out there, and like, then I was like, all right, let's talk about these things, which was hard to do.
Yeah.
You know? And then I was like, okay, we don't need to talk about this,
right.
and this. You know what I
Some
mean?
Stuff was left.
There's stuff like things like
for
my
the
family.
Second book.
Yeah. well, it's just more personal and things that, like, I don't need to, everyone needs to know about that. But like, I definitely put the most important things that need to be known and like learn about me. So it was hard, but like, there was some blowout conversations between me and my family, but it was like conversations as like, because now it's just me, my brothers, my dad.
Yeah.
Like, man, we always kind of grew up, like, you know, my dad's a very, like, macho guy. You know, he's like, we don't have feelings. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like what we grew up learning. And so, like, to have these conversations now at 28 instead of having them back when we were kids.
Yeah.
You know, like, it was hard, you know, but it was good. We learned a lot, got through a lot, and now we're in a much better place.
Yeah. Have they read the book already, or are they not going to read it?
My dad has read it. My brothers ain't shit. They ain't read it.
They have little parts. Like,
they do
like,
have parts in it.
Because I saw in the beginning, there's sections called The Real Tyler that you have other people write about you. And your whole, you know, your family has their whole thing. So your brothers didn't even read the part that they wrote.
Yeah, they haven't read that at all. No, no. And so, like, for me, it was like I wanted to, like, give everyone, like, a perspective of me through my friends.
Yeah.
Like, lens of,
who, how'd you decide who got to make the cut or not?
I was going
to
say, is there some contention?
It was funny, though, because we have met some of your friends. So I was on the first page of the contents. Yeah. I said to Rhea, I was like, oh, Molly's on here, Matt. And then she goes, Katie? So I was like, yep.
She's like, where is she? She's not in there.
We were all at her house for White Elephant together.
Yep, exactly.
Which, by the way, is just hilarious. Like, that whole trip, like, first of all, the White Elephant, because I was so, I think we talked a little bit when Matt James came on. I was freaking out about the White Elephant.
Because you brought weed.
I didn't know what to bring. Yeah. And I was like, guys, like, what if we just
we
bring
left
nothing?
With all the stuff.
Rhea won what she brought.
No, we all did. We left with all the stuff that we brought.
Yeah, I was
because
like,
I like stole some stuff from my mom's like FabFitFun box. Yes. That I was like, I gotta get it back or she's gonna notice.
I said,
she's
like, friend,
pissed.
That box is the weed. Yeah. Grab that one when you get to go. But I don't know why those things make me so nervous. And I was
I had the first pick.
I was like, Fran, should we just not go? Like, I don't know. Do we not bring a present? Is weed, you know, too much for them? Am I going to scare them? But it seemed to
it
go
worked
well.
Out well. It worked out well. I got bird feed.
Yeah.
So that wasn't
there
the
was
best
some very
but
funny
it actually
gifts.
It actually worked out because I left it outside next to my, like, window, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then the squirrels opened it up themselves and they just started eating outside squirrels every day out front of my house. So it was great.
That's beautiful.
That's beautiful.
Sounds awful.
We also had another mishap.
Squirrel comes to the window. Like,
anything could happen, but it's like,
it's an adventure.
At least you're feeding them.
Yeah.
Another mishap happened.
Oh, your jet ski?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been sitting with me for so long.
Have you not told this story
no,
at all?
No, I didn't, because I literally didn't even tell Tyler when it happened. Gia's in the room with Gia's sister, and she was there, and I literally may have broke your brother's friend's jet ski.
Yeah.
Like, I got stuck.
All I knew was Rhea came back, and it was beeping, and she's like, I don't know, it just happened. She started beeping as I showed up.
I think if you did really do some, like, legitimate damage...
We would have heard about
it. Yeah, yeah. Like, they would have told you. They'd been like, oh, that chick, she freaking broke my
jet ski. For weeks after, I was thinking, I was like, fuck, like, I don't know. We haven't heard from Tyler. Yeah. Like, did I break the jet ski? I literally got stuck on the sand because I didn't see the...
You call it a border.
I call them borders.
Sandbar.
Sandbar.
Borders.
I didn't see the sandbar. Got stuck. Two boats pulled over. These, like, dads jumped off the boats, and they were like, we got to push you out. Like, we have daughters. We can't leave you stranded. They pushed me off.
It's very nice of them.
Very nice. And then I got stuck again in the water because the thing just shut off, and then it beeped all the way back. I got back to the boat. I was like, I have no idea what happened.
Probably ate some sand. Had to just get cleaned out.
It ate a ton of sand. I was
Rhea was definitely sitting there.
I was 100%. I was revving that engine right into the sand. I was taking my...
Digging yourself a hole.
I was so sore the next day because I was taking my body and just pushing that jet ski, and that has sat with me until now.
I have a good story about that. So just the dumb shit we do as kids. We ran a jet ski up onto the sandbar, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
one in the same.
And so the idea we had, because it was hard to push, so we tied a rope around my brother's waist and said, all right, on the count of three, we're gonna push and you're gonna run.
No.
Like a horse?
And he,
a donkey?
And he,
giddy up.
And he ran, boom. We said three, and he ran, and then all of a sudden, went, pulled him back.
And
the rope got tighter.
Oh, my God.
And we were laughing so hard. I remember my mom, she yelled at us so bad. She yelled at us, jumped off the seawall, came down, and untied my brother Ryan, because me and my friend were on the floor laughing so hard.
He probably
while he
got
was crying.
Burned so badly by that rope. Moral of the story,
it's like such a like youngest brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, jet skis are not safe.
If you're going on a sandbar, absolutely. No. And I was talking such a big game.
It's hard to navigate in the inlets because of the sandbars.
Yeah. I was like, I fucking love jet skis. I know how to ride this thing. Nope.
So wait, what was I saying before? Oh, how did you decide which of your friends got to made the cut?
Who was on my good list during that week?
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean?
Who you were talking to the most?
Yeah, you know. But no, it was just kind of like who's like has an impact in my life. I talk about like the book is like you have to build your own board as directors.
Yeah,
like a company like for your own life, and like a lot of those people are a part of that. Like I even have my high school guidance counselor in there.
Yeah.
Who I talk to once a week, and she still counsels me. Like, she's still like
you talk to her once a week still?
Yeah.
Have you kept that going since high school, or did you take a break and then go back
like,
to it?
Like, here and there, but even more so, like, now than ever. Like, I see her as much as I can. Like, she's between Kentucky and Jupiter. And, like, that's my lady, you know?
Yeah.
She was my coach's wife. So, like, she got me through a lot of crap. And but she wrote in there, she like talks about how like, I was crying in her office as a kid, which I don't really remember. You know,
you were listening to the High School Musical soundtrack crying.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. But she was like a savior for me through high school and through a lot of things now. So yeah. It's like it's got like important people in there.
That's really nice. Has anybody has
Troy Bolton dreams? Yeah. That's in there.
Yeah,
and Troy Bolton's in there. Yeah. He is. Yeah,
I think it was Molly who wrote that, being like he really wanted to be Troy Bolton.
Yeah, yeah. Did you ever do any musicals? I know all the songs from High School Musical 1, 2, and 3.
He can't sing though.
No.
I'm not gonna stop.
No.
Not right
living
now. Please, no.
In our own world.
Didn't understand
that anything can happen
when you take
oh,
a chance.
Oh my God.
Beautiful. Just oh, cut that clip for the that for the promotion.
Absolutely.
But did you ever do any musicals?
No. I mean, in like middle
perfect
school.
Perfect example of beautiful people.
No musical. In elementary school, I did it, but that was it.
Just the title.
Yeah.
Beautiful people who can't sing.
Yep. Yeah.
Fantastic.
So no musicals, but you wanted to be Troy Bolton. So
yeah,
you just wanted
yeah.
to do the basketball
I was in
part?
Drama class.
Okay. Football.
Yeah.
Football. Yeah, but Troy Bolton.
Oh, and basketball. You play basketball too,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. I dreamed it. Didn't happen.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
So did anybody reach out? That wasn't in the book being like, hey,
or,
why did
or
I not
ex-girlfriends.
Get
apart? That's what, yeah. that's what I want to ask you. Right, talk a lot about your ex-girlfriends.
Yeah, I did.
Did you have to tell them you were writing about them?
Well, when the book came, when the book got announced, my ex hit me up. She's like, so now you're giving a book about love, huh?
Do you know about love?
Yeah, I was like, yeah, well, I mean, I learned a lot from your relationship and it's helped me with my other relationships. Mm-hmm. And like,
that's an easy way to be like, yeah, I wrote about, you know, what not to do.
Yeah, like I basically wrote about how I screwed the relationship up, which I did. You know what I mean? Like I take full ownership of it, and like it's why like I like see like dating differently now, and like you know I talk about be a thumb pointer, not a finger pointer. You know, and like that's what I learned from like
what
dating
does that
her.
Mean?
So like point at yourself,
not
like
someone
take
else.
Accountability of your actions.
Fuck yeah.
Be a thumb pointer, not a
I
finger
love that.
Pointer.
Yeah. It's on me.
Thumb it.
Thumb it. Thumb it. Just
so were
thumb
the,
it.
The exes were okay with it or not okay with it or just said,
know, it was,
I guess
it,
I got to read it?
Yeah. No, I mean, like, and, like
oh,
I told her, I was like, there's going to be,
yeah.
like, there's nothing but love for you in there. Like, it's all about how I screwed it up and how hopefully someone else can read it and be like, oh, so-and-so is treating me like this. I shouldn't be treated that way.
Right.
You know? And so that was that. So that was definitely interesting.
Yeah, I'm sure you had to tell Hannah too.
Yeah, we talked about like her parts and our, you know.
Yeah.
So, I'm sure. I'm
I
gonna
feel
be
like
in.
Hannah is probably gonna write a book.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
And she talked about
like I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. So
I'm, everybody, it's a book.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like
you get a book. You get
yeah,
a book.
Yeah.
When this landed on
this
our
came
desk,
to our desk, I looked at Rhea. I said, "We should maybe write a book."
There we go.
We're how, inspired
from college dropouts to
yeah, exactly. We had a lot of inspiration to.
To Trent's second and third.
Tell people.
Yeah. Hey, guys, if you really want to make it in life, don't listen to your parents.
Yeah.
Drop out of college.
Yeah.
It will work out great.
Exactly.
Yeah.
PSA.
Yeah.
Now, what's going on besides the book? Are you doing any more TV stuff?
Yeah.
I know you're doing a lot of construction.
I don't know how much I can say about a new show I'm going on, but I'll be dancing.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
We know. I think I know what that means.
You don't know. I'm going to say you don't know.
Okay. All
but
right.
You think you know, but you don't know. But if you know, you know.
This is the thing. What we're all thinking, he can't be saying right now. I feel like he would
you're
get
right.
in a lot
he
of
probably
trouble.
You're right. So let's just leave it at that.
So it's got to be something else.
Let's skip past that and just appreciate that he gave us that answer.
Yeah. Okay.
So. Let's not get greedy.
No. Okay. Yep. I agree.
And anything besides that you can say?
I'm working on a few things. I'm building a lot of houses in Florida. So I got like three new constructions. I got three renovations that I'm all getting started on. And hopefully there'll be some things to go with that too. So
now is Jupiter home base now for good?
Jupiter's home base. But like, oh man, I'm back here. I'm here for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And like, it's like a lot of like being back in my apartment, being around, like the city's coming alive again. I'm like, oh man, I love this place. You know? So I'm going to see ways I can try and be up here and there. We'll see.
Yeah, it does feel like there's a lot of people in New York. We always see Matt and Rachel running around and feel like they're always doing stuff. You guys had a nice double date in Montauk.
We did have a nice double date in Montauk. That was fun.
That was fun.
That was my intro to Rachel.
Really?
And she's great.
What do you think?
She's great. She's sweet. Yeah. She's fun, nice girl. They're happy.
Yeah.
And that's what's important.
And what do you think about for Matt? You think like she's his type? You see them as a great match?
They definitely like kick it well and like hang out and have fun. I think they're like a good match for each other, and time will tell.
Yeah. Well, now that you'll be here for 3 weeks, I feel like you'll be able to spend.
I know. As soon as I came here, she's gone.
Isn't it also an oh?
So hopefully she'll be back soon for.
Well, because I was gonna say, do you guys still live in? Are you gonna stay in the apartment that you guys?
We all share
together?
One bed.
Yeah. I was like, I feel like the apartment.
Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah.
We all share one bed.
Amazing.
I actually wouldn't expect anything else.
Your
girlfriend and Rachel share a bed, and you and Matt share a bed.
And we have a fort in the living room.
That would make a lot of sense. But you are still in the same apartment.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to stay, keep it for a while?
I'm going to try. We're going to see what happens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I have a newfound appreciation for the city lately. I feel like for a while I was like, I think everyone was like, this place sucks, like we're not doing anything, what is there to do? And then all of a sudden one weekend it came alive and it's great.
Yeah.
Like,
no, it seems like it. I mean, I was out to dinner yesterday at Rosie's and that mm-hmm. place was popping. There's mm-hmm. people everywhere. Like, I was like, oh, this is fun.
Yeah. Is there anything in the book, because like I said, I haven't finished it, and it's a lot of, you know, how to be your best self in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Is any of your current relationship in the book, or
no,
is
so
it
the
already
book
done?
The book was written before I met her.
Okay.
So this is all.
So, but you BC. You used your own BC. You used your own tricks to land the new girl.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. But
you took your own advice.
Read your own books.
No. So sometimes I'm not though. Like, I was like,
he goes back and he's like, "All right, wait, all right, fuck that one up."
Yeah. No, but the other, like, I was doing the audiobook for it, and like, we were going through like a tough time, and I was reading some of the things. I was like, damn, I'm really fucking this part of it up. You know what I mean? I was like, I'm not even practicing what I preach.
Yeah.
You know?
You look in the mirror, you're like, read the book.
Yeah, I just.
Oh, man. Was that hard? Audiobook? Like,
oh,
reading,
man,
your whole book
that
out loud?
That was painful.
Yeah.
I think
I would hate that.
I would love it.
You were hunched over, like, next to the microphone like this for 7 hours a day.
7 hours?
And it was the
poor. Although, actually, maybe I would like it.
You love reading out loud.
I do love reading aloud.
I love it so much that my next book's going to be a picture book.
I'll read it then.
What was it called in middle school? It was like, shoot, what was it called? It's like literally when you
the fair?
You know, you go and you read like passages from books out loud.
I've never
it's like
done
a competition.
That.
What?
I've never heard of
competition
that.
To read?
Who can
yeah,
read clearly?
Yeah. It's about like you know, your oral
what kind
reading
of rich,
presentation.
What kind of rich preppy school did you go to?
Middle school.
Fran, that is.
It was middle school. It was my Catholic school.
That is
my
most
Catholic
foo-foo.
Middle school.
At your Catholic school they did that? They
yes,
didn't do that at my Catholic
club.
School.
Gia, do you remember what it was called?
The reading bee.
You know,
I was on the chess team, but I never did anything
yes,
like this.
It was like you would go to like meets.
To read aloud?
You went to meet like a swim meet.
Yes, there were other schools that would all go. And no, it's
like a slam. Oh, I mean, like,
God,
was it slam poetry?
Drive me nuts.
Did you attend it though?
She competed.
Yes.
Yes.
And you
I
don't
competed.
Remember what it was called? Did you what place did you come in?
Maybe start with an F. Oh God, I gotta ask Claire. Hold on.
Oh, we need Jesus. We need an update stat on this.
I was gonna say, your poor father. I'll have to go to Fran's reading meet. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
they're like, she can't do anything else. Chorus would have been better.
Yeah,
can she play the saxophone? She just wants to
read.
Let
me drive 3 hours to her reading meet.
Another couple call.
Your dad is an amazing guy for that.
Yeah.
He never came.
No, it was Laura. Another couple calls them out. Hey, you guys want to grab dinner
no,
tonight,
I just
Friday night? No, we
I
got
just
Francesca's
because
reading.
My parents are selling our house, and we had to go through all of our old stuff.
Mm.
And my forensics, thank
forensics.
God. That's why I needed Claire.
Okay.
Forensics, thanks Claire for always remembering. Forensics, and there was like a newspaper clipping from one of the competitions.
Give us something off the top.
And
of your
you
head.
Were in.
No, it was like, yeah, you would memorize
Friends forensics.
You would memorize a passage from like a fiction or nonfiction poem, and perform it for like a group of like judges.
That does sound like acting class. That sounds like you get a commercial.
That was way different from what it started out. It sounded like you had to go there and like read page one very clearly.
No. It's like if I took...
She stuttered a little bit, but the second one was clean.
Right. It's like if I took, let's see, chapter... It's like you pick a chapter. It's like if I took Tyler's PSA for All Men and read it out loud.
Let's go to that one.
And performed it. PSA for All Men.
Yeah, well, I want to hear the PSA.
Now you
want to
read
men.
Passages from his book?
I want you to. This is the reading meet, and I'm the judge. We're the judges, and we want you to perform.
Page 131. Oh. PSA for All Men.
Read this one. Read that little poem.
Okay, ready?
Okay. Let's close our eyes and really soak it in.
Go for a hike at night, alone, or with friends. Go camping or spend time alone in nature. Wear whatever they wanted. Go dancing. Go for a jog with headphones on. Implement lasting political change. Live without fear.
I'll say this.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
It was beautiful. Very clear.
Mm-hmm. But you missed the tone.
I would have appreciated if it was a little bit more of a whisper.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. A whisper.
Soft whisper.
See, that's not... You're not supposed to whisper in French.
Not a whisper. Go for a hike or camping. Soft.
But because you read that with joy. But that was a very dark part of the book. Like,
is it? Well, we haven't gotten to that.
Well, we didn't read the beginning or the after.
That was something I learned from... there's an Instagram account I follow called Girls Against Oppression.
Uh-huh.
And what they were talking about was things that girls would do if guys weren't on the earth for a day. Mm. It was like, go hiking. Like all these things that we have like free... Like as a guy, I was like, oh, I'll go hiking wherever I want. Like, go out in nature. And girls like, we can't do that. Like, we don't feel comfortable. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck's wrong with those guys?
Yeah.
We fuck up a lot of shit.
So really what I just read was for women.
Yeah.
I like that even better.
Yes. That would make a lot more sense. Mm-hmm. How long was this process for you to write this book?
It was like 3 months. 3 months, 4 months.
Oh, that's... I remember when I saw the cover.
Mm.
Ooh, how did you decide? Did you pick it?
Yeah, it was like that and like a few other photos we had to decide, and that was when I felt...
It's very all-American.
Everyone said I was very approachable and all-American there. Yeah.
The white t-shirt. Like,
I don't know who it reminds me of, but it reminds me of something. What is it? Like, fucking...
It is very inviting.
Not
it
Dr.
Does.
Oz.
Dr. Oz.
No, like something of
it
that
could be like
type.
A keto diet book.
Yeah.
You open up, deserve better. It's just a list of diets.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, it looks great. We're very excited. The book comes out officially July 27th.
Tuesday.
It's a birthday gift.
July 27th, which is tomorrow. Comes out tomorrow.
Yes.
Go buy it.
So go buy it.
And you're doing events in New York.
Yep. I'll be at the Strand on the 27th tomorrow, I believe 7 o'clock, and then I will be at Books and Books one of those days on the 28th, I think, and then 92Y. So come check us out, come hang out, have fun, get a book.
Do it. New York Times bestseller coming your way.
I'd be remiss to not ask you if you're watching this season of The Bachelorette. Are you?
I have not.
Not even. Are you done? Like, is that over for you?
That's not over for me. I never say it's over. I just don't have time.
Yeah.
He's writing books, Fran.
I'm writing books.
I know. You're
being
writing
relationships,
books.
That takes a lot of your time.
Dating, yes.
But have you watched Dirty John? That's what I watched.
Season
one?
Season one I watched.
Incredible. Great.
With Connie Britton, right?
I don't know that.
Yeah.
I have not
the
watched.
The red-haired actress
from
Friday Night Lights.
She's phenomenal.
Yeah,
that's
American Horror
Story
as well. Yeah. I just want to throw that out there.
We're throwing out our TV recs.
She's in American Horror Story.
Oh, Connie Britton's in American Horror Story? I've never watched American Horror Story.
Murder House?
Did you watch the Jupiter one?
No.
There's a Jupiter American Horror Story.
Which one?
The Clowns.
Oh, the Circus.
Yeah.
I actually did watch that one.
Yeah, that was supposed to be set in Jupiter.
Yeah.
I don't like clowns.
Great show, though. Everyone watch it. But more importantly, go buy Tyler's book.
Yes.
It is out tomorrow. Thank you, Tyler, for coming.
Thank you, guys.
We got some trivia coming.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back for another game of Beat Rhea and Fran. We are at game 14. We got Michaela and Jesse in the building. Guys, why are you pop culture experts? Also, I love that you guys just waved to the camera. I'm not sure we had anybody do that. Yeah, yeah. They both just gave a cute little
wave.
Thank
you for having us.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, so excited now. That was they're pros. What makes you guys pop culture experts, do you think?
Well, we listen to the show every single week. Like, it literally gets me through my day.
Perfect answer.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and we're just like into pop culture. Like,
read all of Dumois' stories. Yeah. Always.
Amazing. Dumois. Just like, we're just into it.
And where are you guys from?
We're from Boston.
Yeah, Boston. Amazing. Nice. Okay, yeah. Ladies, to start us off, we'll go through the rules quickly. There will be 15 questions. Whoever has the most points at the end of 15 questions is the winner. If you get the question wrong, the other team can steal the point. To decide who goes first, Noah will say a movie. And we have to guess the Rotten Tomato score. You guys will, we have two guesses per team, so one guess each. You guys will start, and then Rhea will guess, and then back to you guys, and then I'll guess, and then whoever's closest, we will go first to start the game. So, Noah, what is today's movie?
Okay, before I start say the movie, I just have to shout out someone that I forgot last week. I got an email.
Oh my God.
I forgot to shout out. Shout out Cassidy from Memphis, Tennessee for the Hot Rod clip. I forgot to mention that.
Oh my God. You took credit?
With the clip,
you tried to take credit for the Hot Rod clip?
I didn't try to take credit. I'm just preoccupied with trying to get my phone to play the audio, and I forgot to say her name. So shout out Cassidy.
And you were hyped about the Hot Rod clip.
Yeah, that was a good suggestion,
you were,
Cassidy.
Yeah, you were
shout
excited
out
about it.
Shout out Cassidy.
Sorry, Cassidy.
Thank you, Cassidy.
Yeah. All right. Okay, Noah, what is today's movie?
Okay, today's movie is Click. Adam Sandler's Click.
Ooh.
You go first.
Okay, as far as. I'm going to say 54. Something's just telling me that number.
86.
Do I go next? Like, right away?
I think they go next.
So Rhea just said 86.
So now you go.
So
now,
okay. Jesse, you're up.
I'm going to go 63.
I'm going to go low.
Do it.
22.
34.
No,
I
wanted to.
Let's go. Okay. I'm the closest. I had a feeling it was kind of low.
Yeah.
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 Adam Sandler, I don't think, like, 86. Has a lot of high.
Yeah.
Has a lot of high movies.
I don't think
Uncut
Rotten Tomatoes is his biggest fan.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so we will go first, and if we get the question wrong, you guys have the opportunity to steal the point. And Noah, what is our first question?
Okay, shout out Jackie from New Jersey. On season 5, episode 13 of The Office, who is the female celebrity that The Office argues over whether she is hot or not?
No, it's not.
Hillary Swank.
Correct. Wow. I would have thought that Fran would have known.
No, I didn't have that at all. Not at all.
Okay. One
how
nothing
did that come to you?
I have no idea.
Have you watched it recently?
I've never even seen that episode.
But you've seen
that scene.
Yes. Okay.
It's a famous scene.
Yeah. No, it is. I just would not have come up with that right now. Okay.
Okay.
Well done.
Fuck, I'm starting off hot.
Yeah.
1-0 Rhea and Fran. Shout out Therese from Louisville, Kentucky. According to the Phineas and Ferb theme song, how many days are there of summer vacation?
104.
Yeah.
104. Right? I trust you. There's 100. Yeah.
Maybe. I think it's 104.
I'll go with you. 104.
Final answer?
Yes. Yes.
Correct.
Nice. Yeah. Oh my God. If it was 105, what would you have done?
There's 104.
I trusted you way more than I trusted myself. I was like, it could go either way.
All right. Next question is Rhea and Fran. We're tied up at 1. Shout out Katie from Houston. What is the name of the robot mom character in Disney's Smart House, and what does it stand for?
Fuck. What is
Karen?
No, I think it's Sue. Why was I thinking Sue?
I don't know. But part of me wants you to just say Sue.
No, but then, like, what does that stand for? It was like a...
I have no idea.
Acronym.
Five.
I don't know.
Time is up.
Nope. I got nothing.
Say Sue.
I got nothing. I know, but we don't have a... Oh, you have to say the name and what it stands for.
Then we don't have
that. Okay, yeah. So, Michaela and Jesse.
Do you know? No. I want to say, like Deb or something, but I wouldn't know that.
What's something that would make sense? Like...
Like, I was trying to think the first letter.
Or, like... I feel like people didn't say AI that time.
I know. Like, what's the first word that would make sense? Would be S, would be Sue, would make sense.
Or, like, a T, like tech or something. What did you say? Think
it's Deb?
Deb.
I was just... It's definitely, like, three letters, I feel.
Yeah. What would Deb stand for?
5 seconds.
We might not get this one.
I don't know. Yeah, I can't possibly
know. We're going to guess Deb.
What it would stand for.
Incorrect. The correct answer is PAT. And it stands for Personal Applied Technology.
We would have never gotten that. This is the thing. I would never gotten personal. I would have never gotten that, what it stood for.
Yeah.
The PAT. Katie from Houston originally only said to say the name, but I thought that would have been too easy, so I added what it stands for. But
oh, wow. You made it a little too hard, I know.
I thought that was like a known thing.
Okay. I haven't seen that movie in so long.
Yeah.
Next question is to Michaela and Jesse. It's still tied at one. Shout out Molly from Honolulu, Hawaii.
Ooh.
Umbrella by Rihanna was originally written for which of the following artists? A, Beyonce. B, Britney Spears. C, Fergie. D, Katy Perry.
I think it was Beyonce.
I think it was Beyonce too. I think
And then she like turned it down.
Yeah.
Should we go with that?
I feel like it's Beyonce.
Okay, we're gonna say Beyonce. Final answer.
Incorrect.
No.
I thought it was Beyonce.
Can you please read
half
the
of me was
again?
Like, for some reason I think A, it's not Beyonce, but I was confident.
B, Britney Spears. C, Fergie. D, Katy Perry.
I think I remember that.
Yeah. Britney Spears.
I kind of feel like it might be Britney.
Let's say Britney Spears.
Fergie and Katy Perry. Maybe I'm stuck between. I think probably Britney Spears. Let's go Britney Spears. Final answer.
Correct.
Yeah, let's go.
And her label turned it down.
That's not what I would have guessed. Oh.
Okay.
I think I do remember that story.
2-1 Rhea and Fran now. And this question is to Rhea and Fran. Shout out Samantha. How many proposals have there been on Bachelor in Paradise only during filming on the show?
The number?
Yes, just a number.
I just hurt my head even trying to think about that.
God.
I'm not going to get that. We're just better off throwing out a number.
Dylan and Hannah. Jaden, Tanner. Demi. 7?
I'm completely making
Let's
that
go up. 8. Let's just say 8. 8 feels like a lot.
7. Let's go 7.
5 seconds.
7.
We're going to go with 7. Final answer.
Incorrect. Michaela.
I have literally no
idea. I have no idea either, but I'm just going to like...
I forget the early season.
Guess.
How many seasons?
I've never watched A Bachelor.
I haven't either.
Should we just guess?
Yeah. Do you think it's more or less than 7?
How many seasons have there been?
It has to be on camera. I feel like that's like...
Should we say...
It'd be less than 7.
Less than 7, yeah. 6?
Let's go 6.
Okay, we're going to go with 6.
Incorrect. It is 11.
11? Yeah. Oh, I feel like there were sneaky more in the early seasons.
There's only 2 still together.
I didn't even realize there were like that many seasons.
Yeah, I haven't watched one of those.
Jaden Tanner.
Demi and Christian, that was one.
That's why I said that one.
Oh, you said that one. Okay.
But I just forget the earlier seasons.
Yeah,
there was
Lacey Fado.
Yeah. Like there was very early ones.
Okay. Still 2-1 Rhea and Fran. And this question is to Michaela and Jesse. Shout out my mom for this question.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Hell yeah. This is Ives. Let's go.
Okay. In Kanye West's song Stronger, what model does he famously reference?
What model? How was the song? So I'm trying to like go through it in my head.
I know. I don't know how it's, I can only think that.
Okay, we only have
five seconds.
I'm just going to guess and say like Naomi Campbell because I can't think of it.
Sure.
Time is up.
Naomi Campbell. Naomi Campbell. Final answer.
Incorrect.
Oh. Yeah.
Kate Moss.
Yes, correct.
Kate Moss.
That would be my second guess.
Prince was on. It took me. I literally was singing. I went through the whole song in my head.
Wait, and right is, when I got it, I was like,
he goes, "You could be my black Kate Moss tonight."
You could be my black Kate Moss.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yep.
We should have got that one.
Yeah. That
now
was
Kate
a,
Moss is
that was
a
bad
Skims.
One.
Would you look at that? Oh. Yeah.
Full
circle. That was.
Who would have thought?
That's embarrassing.
All right. 3-1 Rian Fran. And this question is to Rian Fran. Shout out Aaron from Luxdale, Mississippi. In Twilight, what line did Edward say before he took Bella up the tree?
Oh, fuck. It's not going to come to me.
Wait.
I haven't watched Twilight in 8 years. Shit.
Let me think for a second.
He goes up the tree.
He's about to go up the tree, and he says, like, something about, like, not knowing him. Like, there's some sort of, like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't know who I really am, but it's not that.
5 seconds.
You don't know what I'm capable of? Is it that? You don't know
what I'm... Yes, you don't know what I'm capable of.
You don't know what I'm capable of.
Go with that one.
Final answer.
He might have said that, but that's not what we're talking about.
I mean, I totally made that up.
No, that sounded right.
Completely made that up.
Okay, Michaela.
Okay,
Jesse.
I think I know this one. I think he says, "Hold on, spider monkey," or something like, "You better hold on, spider monkey."
That is correct.
Oh, yes. Yes, he does say, "Hold on, spider monkey."
Hold on tight, spider monkey.
Yes, that is it. I was thinking more of like when they're in the trees and he's like, "You don't know."
Yeah, I know what you were thinking. I knew what
there's
you were
another
thinking
scene
about.
That
yeah.
I think that he says that. That has nothing to do with the trees.
He does. Yeah.
No, but it's him because he's like. With the light, he's like, you don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyways, great job.
Yeah, he's like, do you trust me or something?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All Yay. Right. 3-2, Rian Fran, and this question is to Michaela and Jesse. Shout out to Stevie from Utah. I'm going to play a clip from a movie, and you tell me what movie it's from.
Be yourself. Be yourself. Be yourself. Be yourself. Now come on, Mikey and I are making snow angels!
Oh, is it from, I feel like it's like an older movie.
Yeah, it sounds like it's like the quality of an older
movie. Is it, what's that Christmas movie where he gets his tongue stuck to the pole?
A Christmas Story, but it's not from A Christmas Story, I don't think. I know that one pretty well.
Wait, in the end, she's like, come on, Marky, or something.
Yeah.
Who's...
I've literally never gotten one of these whenever I listen. Not a single time.
I usually know them. I have no idea. Literally, five my seconds. Guess was that Christmas movie.
I'm just going to go A Wonderful Life. That feels. It feels like...
Okay, we'll go with
Wonderful
that.
Life.
The Wonderful Life.
Incorrect.
Yeah.
Oh.
So... They're in the ballpark of technically a Christmas movie, but it's Just Friends, right? I think it's the mom in Just Friends who sings.
I have
that.
No idea.
You have no
I
idea?
Have no guess.
I'm going Just Friends. Final answer.
Correct.
Yeah.
He tried to make it seem like you were
totally
right.
He tried to fucking fool me on that. Noah's looking at me straight face.
Well, when you
no,
go,
know,
it's Just Friends. You want me to be like,
yeah.
No. Actually, you're right. That's
no,
good
I did know
that's,
that one.
That's
that was
noble
Just
of
Friends.
You.
Yeah, like
that's the mom in Just Friends.
That was a yes. snipe.
I was going to include Ryan Reynolds' line after that, but I thought that would
definitely give it away.
I still wouldn't have got it.
No.
Okay.
That was nowhere. I don't think
to Rian Fran. And this one is to Rian Fran. I'm curious to see if you guys get this one.
Okay.
What song does Ferris Bueller dance to during the parade?
I'm not gonna. I
this is gonna kill me when I find out the answer. I don't know.
Nothing.
I don't know.
Nothing. Nothing. I don't even have a guess.
Okay, Michaela and Jesse.
You don't know it.
I feel I do know it, but I can't think of it right now. It's like an old song, obviously.
Yeah.
The guy has like a raspy voice in it. No.
15 seconds.
Okay.
Like, I like that old time rock and roll.
Maybe, but I...
That's sort of what I can hear.
We can guess that, but I have no other guess.
That's time the only thing I can even picture.
Okay.
But that I like that old time rock and roll.
Incorrect.
I don't answer.
It's Twist and Shout by the Beatles.
Oh.
Okay.
If I sat here
that's
long
so
enough.
Annoying.
Okay. Still 4-2 Rhea and Fran, and this question is now to Michaela and Jesse. Shout out Amanda from North Carolina. How many movies have Scarlett Johansson and Chris Evans been in together?
Okay, so I can name all the Marvel ones, but I don't know.
Okay, what are the Marvel
outside
ones?
Of that? She's in, they're in all the Avengers. There's the first Avenger, second Infinity Game, mm-hmm. and War.
So that's 4.
Civil War.
5.
And then I think she's in one of the Captain Americas. I think that's 6.
Are they in any regular?
I think so.
5 seconds.
Movies. What? Should we discuss like 8 or 9?
Time.
I'd say 8.
All right, 8.
Incorrect.
Oh,
so many Marvel. So many Marvel movies. Avengers, Infinity War, Endgame, Age of Ultron. Would they guess 8?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with. I think it might be less. I'm gonna go with. I can't tell. I don't remember if they're in anything other than Marvel.
Go 7.
Time is up.
6. I'm going with 7. Final answer.
Incorrect. The correct answer is 9.
Oh my god.
There's the Nanny
so
Diaries
close.
And the Perfect Score.
The
are the only
Nanny Diaries.
The non-Marvel ones.
I knew they were in some rom-com, but I just kept thinking of What's Your Number with Anna Faris.
That's one of the models.
I was like, that's not Scarlett Johansson.
You didn't get a Chris Evans.
Oh, The Nanny Diaries.
I'm devastated.
Okay, 4-2 Rhea and Fran still. And this one is to Rhea and Fran. Shout out Nicole from Long Island.
Shout out Long Island.
Is this your sister?
Oh my god.
Imagine, I didn't look at the last
Nicole
name.
No,
I would have seen Schiff Owens. Oh, actually, it's not her last name, right? On her email? She's married.
No, it's still her last name. Anyways.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
I don't need to give out my sister's email address.
Okay. Rank these Seans from oldest to youngest. Sean Combs, Sean White, Big Sean, Sean Carter, a.k.a. Jay-Z, Sean Penn.
Okay, so Sean Penn.
Amount.
Sean Penn is the oldest, and then I would go.
Who's older, Jay-Z or Diddy?
My heart says Diddy. My heart says Diddy, but it might.
Sean Penn.
Sean Penn.
Combs.
15 seconds.
Diddy. Jay-Z.
Jay-Z. What were the other two?
Big Sean and Sean White.
Sean White. Sean White might like fall in between the two of them. Who knows? And then I will go Sean White and then Big Sean at the end.
Okay.
So could you
so we're going Sean Penn, Sean Combs, Sean Carter, Sean White, and Big Sean.
Correct.
Let's go.
Wow.
Love that for us. The Seans.
I was going to throw Shawn Mendes in there, too, but that would have been...
Big Sean, I think, might be my favorite Sean out of all of those Seans.
Really?
That was a hard one.
Yeah, wow. I love Big Sean.
Wow.
Over
than
Jay-Z and Diddy?
I love Diddy.
I like Sean White and Jay-Z more than...
I love Jay-Z, but I love Big Sean. I really do love Big Sean.
I just love Big Sean. Okay.
I listen to more Big Sean than I do Jay-Z.
Okay. 5-2, Rhea and Fran. This next one is to Michaela and Jesse. Shout out Laura. What was the nickname of the dog in The Sandlot?
Oh my god. Every single one of them. Blank.
must be something scary.
I feel like it's like a golden retriever, the dog in Sandlot.
Isn't it like a big scary dog?
Oh, maybe. I don't know if I've ever seen the movie. Not all the way through.
I don't know.
Bear.
I feel like it's like beast. The beast. The
time is up.
Beast.
We're gonna say beast.
Wow, that is correct. And I feel like that's impressive that you didn't see the movie.
Holy shit.
The Beast, yeah.
Wow.
She's seen it.
Oh, you've seen it. Oh,
that's awesome. I'm even happy for you guys.
I've never seen it, but I've not.
I'm fucking pumped that you got that. Wow. I don't know why.
Thank you. So nice.
Oh, Michaela.
Yeah, because when you started saying Golden Retriever, I'm like, there's no way.
All right. I was just picturing, I was like, every dog in a movie is Golden Retriever.
Okay, 5-3 Rian Fran now. We have three questions left. Shout out Abby from White House, Ohio. In the Taylor Swift song, Last Great American Dynasty, what color do they dye the dog's hair? It's a lyric.
Don't even know what song it is. Couldn't even sing it if I tried.
15 seconds.
Pink? I have no idea. I'm literally just guessing a color.
I would say blue.
5 seconds. It's a specific color.
Periwinkle.
All right, time is up.
Oh, man. Not a clue.
Okay.
That got nothing.
Periwinkle.
No.
Yeah.
All right, Michaela and Jesse.
Okay, I'm the biggest Taylor Swift fan, but I never listened to that song.
It's the one that's like, don't like that song. The Last Great American Dynasty.
Yeah.
It's about like the Kennedys.
Do you remember, like, I guess it's in the song he said?
Yeah, it's like a line in the song. But it's a specific color. So I was like red. I don't
know. What are like colors that people use all the time? Like teal.
Teal.
Rose.
Like navy. What are other like super specific colors?
5 seconds.
Mom.
That's such a funny color name.
Time is up.
Such a good song lyric.
Okay, we'll say teal.
Yeah, teal.
Incorrect. It's key lime green. I would have accepted lime green.
God.
Nope.
I hate how I didn't get that.
Wasn't gonna
super
happen.
Specific. Literally, yeah.
No. I would have had to sing the whole song. I don't know the whole song.
All right, it's 5-3 Rian Fran. We have two questions left, so Michaela and Jesse are gonna have to find a way to get both these.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we got this.
No pressure, though.
Okay. This one is to Michaela and Jesse. Shout out Tori from San Antonio. What two movies did Keira Knightley film when she was 17?
She was in Pride and Prejudice.
Yeah, Pride and Prejudice. And
it's another old movie. I think that's the only one I know.
The one I know it. I can picture one of the scenes, but I can't.
What's the scene? It's like an old timey movie.
It's like I think it's a love movie.
10 seconds.
But it's not Pride and Prejudice.
Is it? She's in one of those rom coms like Love Actually or something.
Five. Right?
But it would have had to be old when she's 17.
Time is up.
All right, we'll say Pride and Prejudice, and should we just say Love Actually, even though it's not a good answer? Okay, we'll say those two.
Incorrect.
Yeah.
It's sneaky, like, might be one of the first Pirates of the Caribbean.
I was going to say Pride and Prejudice and Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay, so let's do Pride and Prejudice and Pirates of the Caribbean.
Incorrect.
Ugh.
You both had one right.
It's Love Actually and Pirates of the Caribbean. That's actually, God damn it.
Wow.
I'm pissed because that's what I thought in my head first. But then when they said Pride and Prejudice, I was like, oh, maybe that's, fuck.
We just said fuck at the same time.
Me too. I thought that was like our first movie.
Okay.
All right.
Interesting.
Final question. This one's to Rian Fran. Shout out intern Gia. What celebrity inspired Katy Perry's I Kissed a Girl song? A, Rihanna, B, Angelina Jolie. C, Scarlett Johansson. D, Lindsay Lohan.
I mean, I want to say Angelina Jolie because of her lips.
Scarlett Johansson also has great lips.
She does. But Angelina Jolie was, like, known for her lips before Kylie Jenner was known for her lips. Like, Angelina Jolie had the lips. But Angelina Jolie being in there because of her lips makes me think that also is not the answer.
5 seconds.
Rihanna.
Okay. Time is up.
I would just go with that.
Angelina Jolie.
Incorrect.
So the others were Rihanna, Scarlett Johansson,
and Lindsay Lohan.
Yes.
I feel like it.
I'm like leaning for Lindsay Lohan.
I was gonna say Lindsay Lohan just because she. I feel like I don't know. I
like
just,
during the time it came out.
Yeah.
I feel like it was like.
Was she like?
I feel like Katy Perry actually may have kissed Rosebud.
Do you think it was Rihanna?
Time is up.
Katy Perry, Scarlett Johansson.
Sorry, you guys are kind of breaking up. What was the final answer?
Yeah. Lindsay Lohan.
Incorrect. It's Scarlett Johansson.
Fran, I'm sorry.
That's the only one I guessed.
Final score, 5-3, Rand. Fran.
Wow.
Another W.
That was close, though.
That was very close.
You guys were great.
I was getting nervous. You guys were great.
Yeah, I was. Guys. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming on.
You guys are breaking up a little bit, we'll say thank you. We really appreciate it. And
it's getting windy.
Thank you guys for playing.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye.
All right, that wraps up today's episode of Chicks in the Office. We love you guys so much. Appreciate you guys. If you are watching on YouTube, click that subscribe button. And if you are listening anywhere else, make sure you subscribe. Love you guys. Have a great week. And we will talk to you on Wednesday for that Bachelorette recap. Because I'm so open.